This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show. All right, let's talk lead gen and DM. DM remains the quickest, most intimate prospecting method available. It's just a very competitive space to break through, which I talk about in the book. And the thing about DM specifically, whether you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram, is that the arbitrage trends or the hacks to really capture attention are changing so quickly, almost on a monthly or quarterly basis, that if you're not on top of the things that are working, you're just going to fall into that abyss of being ignored and deleted. So it's getting increasingly difficult to break through there, but you absolutely still can. Again, it's just recognizing that this is going to be a numbers game, right? And you're going to have to iterate and figure out what works for you and for your specific offer and your specific business. It is going to be hours of sitting, sending, waiting, and following up. Just a lot of mechanical repetition, right? So we have to accept that first and foremost. Like that's the foundational layer of, okay, we just got to be okay with that. Understand it's the inputs that matter. Let's detach from the outputs, meaning let's sit down, do our 1 hour of outreach per day or however many messages, 75 outreaches, and that will be the barometer of success. And so there are lots of tools that you can also use to add leverage here. I like a tool called Flowchat, which is a sell via chat platform that I used for an old coaching project. I think it's like $200 a month or something like that. But this one specifically is meant for DM as opposed to a HubSpot or a Salesforce, which is a more all-inclusive CRM for enterprises. They don't sponsor this program or this episode or anything. It's just, honestly, it's the only tool that I've ever used to help automate my DM. And it seemed to work pretty well for the old coaching offer that I used it for. Now, I talk a lot in the book about being content-centric, about creating media and making a content program. Prospecting and content marketing go hand in hand. When you're DMing people cold, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to tap your profile and they're going to go look at who you are, the content that you post, and the things that you purport. They're also probably going to go Google your name directly after that if they like what they see. The point is to have that library of value sitting there when people go and check it out after you shoot them a message. You need both of these working in tandem in order to be successful with either. However, there's an important distinction because with pitching and prospecting, it is much different than creating and putting out content or even communicating with inbound leads when they come in. You must get to the value right now. The first message, first line, it has to be clear what's on offer. Those hooks have to be potent. Absolutely no fluff. We are in a silent race right now to capture attention higher up in the funnel with better hooks quicker than the next person. So literally like that first, the first line of the message must convey what the person is going to get, what's in it for them within at most a few sentences, ideally in one sentence. So let's get a little tactical here. First message and follow-up. Generally, 3 to 4 message cadences are best for DM or in-mail, meaning one lead message and a few follow-ups if that is ignored. Increasingly, I'm liking a couple creative approaches for that first message. One is sending out an audio note plus a screenshot. So this is like a tandem where you're going to record yourself sending a message. And then after that, you're sending maybe a selfie, like a casual selfie or a quick snip of the thing that you're talking about in the audio. This helps to humanize you right off the bat. And it also requires the person to actually engage with the fucking message, right? We all look at messages that are coming into our inbox. Most of the time, most people are deleting any text-based message. When you add a little flavor to it and something that arouses curiosity and triggers that person to engage, the chances of them responding to you go way up. And there's no better way to do that than with a quick audio or even a self-recorded video note. Number two, try sending a link to some external resource like a pre-made gift. I call this a jewel in the book. On Instagram, the person will have to accept the DM and move it from the request folder to the primary folder in order to view it. So you're really giving them a chance to engage, to check out something that you made for them proactively, and to get a sense for the value that you can bring. That's 3 small little trigger points all in one message. And then trend number three is like short messages, but ones that are geared to catch the person off guard and irk them a little bit too, like at the same time, which then triggers the desire to actually correct you. So what do I mean? Something like this. Hey, Alex, I have a quick question. Are you there? Or something as simple as, is this Alex? You around? Something like this is inconspicuous. It's different. And it's geared to trigger a response because the recipient will be like, who are they? Like asking if I'm here. We've never even talked. Yeah, I'm here. Let me respond. So boom, that's your response. Follow-ups also need to be a part of your outbound motion as well. So each message in your follow-up cadence has to give the prospect the benefit of the doubt while also maintaining your high status as a seller. So let's look at one mock example from top to bottom of what one cadence may look like. All right. So let's say my initial message was something like, hey, Alex, quick question. Are you around? Let's say 2 days goes by and there's no response. I might follow on with something like, reason for my message is actually regarding your client intake process. Was just wondering if you might be open to reviewing this one pager that I created that's helped 100 plus businesses generate over 15 million in total value. Was just wanting to get your feedback. Okay, this is reaffirming your value. It's complimenting them and it's asking for a super small investment that's unrelated to a formal pitch. Okay, let's say that they view those two, but leave you on red. If your cadence is four total messages, then you have two more bullets in the chamber. Let's shift the energy a little bit with message number three, right? Maybe you go with something a little bit more direct like this. Don't let me pester. Just want to drop the link to that doc for your review. Really respect what you're doing over at X Business. By the way, I specialize in getting businesses like yours to X dollars a month in 6 months with TikTok ads. Check out my profile and let me know if you think that we could add any value. So with this, it's just like, yeah, this is a pitch, but it's also polite. It's not too forceful. And you also have nothing to lose. Now, let's say just for the sake of argument, they double tap that, they like it, but they don't reply. 2 days later, a final message might say, hola, thoughts? We'll assume you're good if I don't hear back. So that's like, all right, you're viewing my messages. At this point, I'm just having a conversation with myself. Either you're up to chat or you're not. Any more than four messages to a cold prospect and you start to lose your high status pretty quickly. I would say max it out at three, maybe four on DM, and that's it.
That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at NeoCore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.